Ron Heintz is the director of research at the Sitka Sound Science Center. The center has been working hard recently on a landslide warning system, but now it's pivoted to the coronavirus. Like the rest of us, they're trying to make the best of a less than ideal situation.
We're all at home right now because of the pandemic, but we wanted to try and get some sense of, you know, what's happening in the community in Sitka with respect to the people's impressions of how well they've been informed and how prepared they feel they are for the pandemic and kind of what their response is and how they're preparing for it.
The Science Center was already partnered with the RAND Corporation on the $2 million landslide warning system, and a major component of that project is social science, especially the question of how people perceive and respond to risk. That project isn't going away. Heintz says that everyone's nerdy science instinct has just been redirected into developing a survey.
We're trying to get a sense of the risk of exposure they feel to the pandemic and getting a sense of how they're going about preparing for that risk. And we're also interested in how well informed they feel about that risk from and where they're getting their information from.
Heintz says that the survey was developed in partnership with the social science team at RAND. In 6 pages, it covers a broad range of risks and responses, literally everything from how likely you think you are to become infected and die from this disease to how much subsistence food you're eating. It takes probably less than 10 minutes to complete online and prompts you to think just a little harder about actions and precautions that are starting to feel routine. Heintz lives in Juneau and commutes to Sitka about once a month under normal circumstances. He says his own attitude shifted noticeably when the first cases arrived there.
In Juneau here, I had been pretty proactive. I had been following the advance of the virus once it started in Wuhan, and I was watching pretty carefully on the news to see what was going on. And late February, I decided I wasn't going to be traveling anymore, and I was being pretty proactive, I thought. And then when a case actually developed in Juneau, it just emotionally there was another ramping up of concern on my part. And so that was one of the things we wanted to capture, was how people's impressions change when cases become more local and the whole situation becomes more real to them.
Similar surveys are being conducted in other parts of the country, according to Heintz, and the National Science Foundation, which funded the landslide project, is considering throwing its weight behind the effort. People's behavior changes dramatically based on their perception of risk, and this plays a role as communities and our state implement policies like social distancing and shelter in place.
When you realize that you could actually contract it by going to the grocery store or going, you know, running into somebody on the street, then suddenly that becomes very different from just hearing about it on the news and saying, okay, I'm going to be careful and follow the rules that Dr. Zinc is putting out, and I'll be okay. But once you realize that it's actually there in your own town, then it was a different feeling for me anyway.
Dr. Ann Zink is the state's chief medical officer. At first, Heintz thought the survey would just sample the views of Sitkins, but he says it has taken on a life of its own since it was released about a week ago. And the initial idea, anyway, was to keep it open until Sitka started seeing its first cases. Now, if the National Science Foundation contributes funding, the goal is to conduct a follow-up survey later in the course of the pandemic. After that, Heintz says the Sitka Sound Science Center will compile the data into a report that should serve as a tool to help policymakers manage risk in their communities. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.